We turn our attention to Nairobi, Kenya, where gunmen opened fire on an upscale shopping mall.
At least 60 people are reported dead, and there's been an ongoing hostage situation involving an estimated 10 to 15 militant attackers.
The group reportedly behind the terror plot is Al-Shabaab, an extremist Islamic group based in Somalia.
But who are Al-Shabaab, and what's led to this weekend's attack? Well, here to explain is Jeremy Suri. He's Mack Brown Distinguished Chair for Leadership in Global Affairs, History, and Public Policy at the University of Texas, Austin. Jeremy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me on, Veronica.
Well, Al-Shabaab is a group that we haven't heard that much about, at least in the U.S. media. What do we need to know about it?
Well, there's a lot that can be said, but there are three things I think we would want to make sure we keep in mind. First of all, they're a group that grew out of the dissolution of a longstanding military dictatorship in Somalia in the 1990s and the civil war that followed. Second, they are closely associated with a number of Islamic extremists, though that does not mean that everyone in the group is an Islamic extremist, whatever that means. And then third, they've been engaged in an effort to gain control of Somalia, a battle they have been losing the prior few years. And it looks as if they've turned to these international terrorist activities because they're not winning on the battlefield, in fact.
Well, tell us a little bit about what we know about why this Somalia-based group targeted a site in Nairobi, Kenya.
Well, the Kenyan military, along with African Union forces, has been involved in trying to bring peace and stability to Somalia, trying to support the national government, which is the enemy of the Al-Shabaab group and its supporters. And the Kenyan military has been playing the role both of enforcer and, to some extent, peacekeeper. So this was a successful story for Kenya and the African Union, but it's not seen that way by members of Al-Shabaab, and they're, in a sense, taking out revenge on the Kenyan military.
Now, do we know how much this group is trying to become a global terrorist threat and how much they're simply interested in regaining a foothold in Somalia?
Well, that's the big debate that all the experts in my field are having as we speak. And I, quite frankly, myself don't know for certain. I don't have any inside knowledge on that. It appears that the group Al-Shabaab is recruiting people from outside of Somalia. There's even talk of there being some external, some even Western members of the group that attacked the mall in Nairobi. And it appears that they are looking to use international terror as a weapon. But whether they're seeking to do that on a global scale, I'm not sure. They look to me like a regional terrorist organization now, operating throughout Northern Africa and maybe even in the Middle East. It's hard for me to see evidence of them acting beyond those regional areas right now.
Now, besides this mall in Nairobi, Kenya, are there other ongoing threats or previous attacks that have been put down to Al-Shabaab?
Well, they are they're the ones who people believe, experts believe, are responsible for a number of attacks in Uganda in 2010. And there are a number of other allegations that they've been involved in other smaller-scale attacks. What we do know for certain is that they were on a watch list by American, Kenyan, Israeli, and other intelligence agencies. And, in fact, this mall in Kenya was a target that many had worried about, and there had been efforts to get the Kenyan government to secure them all better. So this did not come out of the blue. It might be unheard of to American newspaper readers, but intelligence agencies have been focused on this group for quite a while.
Now, you mentioned earlier that they had some affiliations with other terrorist organizations. Is Al-Qaeda one of them, and how deep do those ties go?
Well, that's also a very complicated question. There are members of what had been Al-Qaeda or still is Al-Qaeda who have some connections to Al-Shabaab. But what I think it's really important that listeners understand is that Al-Qaeda is no longer a very centralized organization. It's not based around one figure like Osama bin Laden. There are many offshoots, many groups that claim to be part of Al-Qaeda that are not. It's a very loose organization. And there are people from that loose organization that have been associated with Al-Shabaab. But I don't think this is some plot that's been cooked up by some figure in Afghanistan, as we had with September 11th. This is a much more loosely organized network.
Now, I suppose if we're looking at ties between Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda, one thing that people in the United States might wonder is, does that mean that the U.S. and its interests abroad are now a target of this group as well, especially if it's trying to have a more international profile?
Well, I think we already were a target, and they were not necessarily directly involved with the attack on the American embassy in 1998, but the American embassy in Nairobi was attacked for similar reasons because of our presence in the region. We are seen as a supporter in the region of governments that are not favorable to Islamist groups, and so we are a target, and I think we can expect that we'll be even more of a target in that region. I'm not sure this should lead us to worry more about other parts of the world, but perhaps it raises a premium on people attacking American installations. That's a possibility.
So do you know of any ongoing U.S. efforts to combat al-Shabaab, similar to what we may have done in an offensive against al-Qaeda?
Yes. I mean, we've been involved already in helping the Kenyan military and helping the African Union both take away their supply lines, limit their access to capital, financial capital, intercept their communications. We've been sharing intelligence with the Kenyan military. We actually have a very close working relationship, our military intelligence does, with the Kenyan military intelligence units. So we've already been working against this group. And as I said, there had already been plans to try to secure areas in Nairobi that were seen as possible targets. And this is one of the reasons why I think it is fair to assume that al-Shabaab will attack American installations or try to because of our close relationship with the Kenyan military.
So what do you think the Obama administration is thinking now that this is a big, high-profile terrorist attack with U.S. ties? They are there. They might not be as apparent, you know, when you're sitting here in America. But
right.
How does it look to the Obama administration?
Well, I think, first of all, it raises concerns that there will be attacks on Americans in the region. And as bad as this is, it's, of course, much more of a concern to the President of the United States when Americans are directly targeted. And I think there is also concern that we'll see copycat, even if not directly related, activities elsewhere. This will, in the short run, however, reaffirm our connection to Kenya, the Kenyan government, and it will reaffirm our efforts to support those governments in the region that are fighting against al-Shabaab. So it will actually reinforce American policy and make it more public than it has been before.
Now, in the earlier days when we were fighting al-Qaeda, analysts compared it to a many-headed hydra. You cut off one head, another pops up. Is this just another head, or is al-Qaeda and terrorist organization in general weakening globally, do you think? And this is maybe an outlier?
Well, I think this is a very hard question to operate and really put into practice when you're doing research. My sense from reading some of the material about these groups is that they are less capable today, Veronica, than they were 10 years ago to launch a big attack on a hardened target in the United States or somewhere else. So I don't think a September 11th attack is as likely or they're as capable of it as they were before. On the other hand, I think there are more of these small groups. I wouldn't call it a many-headed hydra. I call them franchises, small outgrowths, small separate businesses that are loosely associated with a central terrorist ambition. And they are operating on a smaller scale, and they can actually operate more easily. Think of all the soft targets, malls and things of that sort around the world. And they are capable of getting weapons and training themselves and recruiting people to take on these attacks. So they are more capable, the terrorists are, of small attacks. I think they're less capable of big attacks.
Now, do you expect any response from the U.S. or maybe a U.N. response to this?
I think there will be more aid, military aid in particular, to Kenyan and African Union forces that are fighting in the southern Somali countryside al-Shabaab groups. You will see more efforts to find where their money is and intercept that, more efforts to intercept their communications. And if we are able to find some of the leaders of the group, people we think are leaders, and we can kill them with drones, I don't think it's unthinkable that Obama would use drones in this region where he has not used them as far as we know yet. But I don't know if we have the ability to target and figure out who the leaders of this group are.
Well, Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Jeremy Suri, a professor at the University of Texas, Austin.